Shut up and sit down.
This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Hi, this is Ricky Midnight.
And this is Zach Mullins.
Zach, did you see this girl here turning away from, in the Olympics, I guess it's the Olympic trial, I'm not sure what it is, but she's turning away because the anthem is playing and she's being disrespectful while the two other girls have their hands over their heart.
That is Gwen Berry, a hammer thrower.
So she's a hammer thrower.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're there to represent the United States and you're dissing the United States, wouldn't you think that the Olympic Committee for the United States would say, get the hell out of here. We don't want you here anymore, right?
They should have dropped her like a bad habit.
Well, I think it's pretty freaking horrible. And then in some pictures, like in this picture we're looking at, it's not there. But in some pictures, did you see her wearing the Black Lives Matter shirt over her head? Like it's a joke, I guess.
I mean, she was wearing some kind of activism shirt and she put it up over her head and a lot of things. And now that she's receiving backlash, she's like, I never said I hated this country, but I'm not going to stand for the national anthem because it's not my national anthem.
What would her national anthem be? I mean, she lives in this country. She's representing this country. I mean, I don't know what it could possibly be.
I cannot even begin to fathom what was going through her head.
I can't either. I mean, I can understand if she lived in another country, or she was from another country and then said, you know, well, I'm not going to stand for the national anthem, put my hand on my heart because I'm from another country. But, you know, as long as you're representing the United States, you actually not necessarily have to put your hand on your heart, but you should at least show respect, right?
Respect at the very slightest. I mean, you go and you see, okay, at the Olympics, you see, like, say the Chinese team or the Korean team or any other team. When the American national anthem is playing, they stand up and show reverence. And they all turn towards the flag. None of them turn away from it.
Well, you know, let's say I went to Great Britain. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, matter of fact, did you know that our theme or the melody for our national anthem is actually the same thing as Great Britain's? We borrowed it from them. You know that, right?
Oh,
just
I
the
know.
Words are different. Yeah. It was written by Francis Scott Key, but the words are different, but the melody is actually the same. Yeah. But okay, and theirs is just like 20,000 verses as opposed to ours, right?
Dear Lord.
Yeah. But if it was playing, and let's say I was an expatriate, right? And I moved to Great Britain. And I'm representing them. I still like America better, but I'm actually living over there. I'm not going to diss them. I'm on their team. I'm representing their country. I might put my hands behind my back, but I'm going to face the wherever it would be, whether it be their British flag or face their prime minister. Whatever. I'm going to face them and maybe put my hands behind my back, not necessarily put my hands on my heart. But I just cannot understand how this girl is still on the team, you know? Her whole Olympic, you know, goal to be an Olympian should have been just completely disqualified as soon as she did that.
Yeah, I just think that the Olympic Committee is kind of scared with the way that race relations are going in the public, and they just are afraid to act.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think they're scared. But the problem is, if people continue to let fear of hurting another person's feelings, I don't care what your color or what your race is. If people continue to allow fear to stop them from doing things because they might hurt someone's feelings or racist feelings, then it's going to continue. It's like a child. I'm just using an example. It's like a child. You tell a child no, they know in their heart that they can do whatever the hell they want anyway. And you tell them no, and they're going to continue. You tell them no, they're going to continue. It's like the boy who cried wolf. You ever heard that story about the boy who cried wolf?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I mean, you have to do something. You can't just continue to allow the bad behavior to continue because you're afraid to hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. It really sucks that when you want to say something and you are 100% correct and you're actually coming from a place of like actual caring, you can't say anything. Because it's going to be perceived as, oh, you're a racist, or, oh, you're this or that. And that's stupid when you're really just using your logic and your reasoning to be like, hey, man, this is fucked up. Like, well, you shouldn't act this way.
Well, isn't not saying something racist in itself?
I mean, it could be. Like, just because you're – I mean, the form-fitting word of racism.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, that is kind of like a bias, at least a racial bias towards it, because if you're afraid to correct someone just because they're black, then at what point do we say enough is enough? Our country's going to go to hell in a handbasket really, really fast.
Well, I made a show last week, right? And basically what happened was the show was, that a local station here in Austin refused to put out the description, a physical description of the suspect or possible shooter on 6th Street. Why did they refuse to put it out? Because they were afraid that they were going to further stereotypes. Okay? So the description was a black male, or in this case, two black males, right? So if they were afraid they were going to further stereotypes, isn't that in itself saying that we don't want to offend the black population by saying that it's possible that a black person committed the crime?
Yeah. And I mean, I've never been on the police force. But generally, when you give a description of someone, if they just came out and said it was a black male, yeah, I could see people get bent out of shape about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he was a black male. He had a tattoo on his arm. He was this tall.
The truth is the truth. Yeah,
it's just the truth. There's no race baiting or any kind of malintent. Other, it's just to protect the citizens so they can spot this guy and bring in a criminal.
And say, I mean, okay, here I am. I'm the police spokesperson, right? And you're the general public. And I'm going to say, okay, we're looking for a man who shot several people here on 6th Street. Now, we're not going to tell you what the race is, but this person had long hair and they were dreadlocks and they were wearing dark clothing and they were very thin. But we're not going to tell you the person's race, and we want you to help us find that person. How stupid is that?
That would create pandemonium.
And you don't know who the killer is, right?
And that's kind of where what I was saying is, like, if you were just like, it's a black dude, yeah, that's going to create mass panic, and that's going to further stereotypes, but I guarantee you they had more information than just that one little thing.
Well, I mean, dispatch generally, because I've actually been a police patrol officer, and I've actually been a dispatch officer, right? Or dispatch, I guess, officer, I don't know. But I've been a dispatcher. And so I've actually taken the calls. And when you take the calls, you ask for as much information, whether it be might be right information or incorrect information. You try to get as much information as you can from the caller. You might ask the caller something like, and you work from the head down. Say, okay, first off, you ask the race, right? Are they white, black, or Hispanic? Okay, and then you see the next thing, what color hair did they have? And they might say they didn't have hair, they were bald. Did they have a beard or a mustache? Yes. Was it the same color as their hair? Yes. Were you close enough? Did you notice the color of their eyes? No. What color shirt did they have? Well, they had this shirt. Were they wearing a scarf or earrings or anything? Because you're still near the head area. And then they say, no, they didn't. Okay. Did you see any discernible tattoos? No, I didn't. And then you start working down and say, okay, did they have on anything other than just their shirt on their torso? Was it a vest or blah, blah, blah? And you keep going on. And you go to the pants, and then you go to the shoes, and then, you know, these are the things. And once you get all the information, you actually put it out over the radio. You tell the officer or whoever the officers are listening, you say, hey, this is the information that I had. And then you put it out there and say, if there's any updates, I'll give you updates. And you key off the radio and you let the officers take it from there. But you don't, and I'm sure that's what they did there in Austin, right? But you don't tell the public, well, I'm afraid to offend a race, so I'm not going to say anything, you know?
That, and I think one of the cool things about our podcast specifically,
mm-hmm.
we're not afraid to offend anyone.
That's no question.
Right? But at the same point in time, we don't lie either.
No, we don't lie. We're not going to lie to offend people, you know, just purposely to offend people. We're going to tell the truth. Now, if the truth offends people, well, that's just too damn bad. It offended you, you know, you're a pansy. But we're going to go ahead and tell the truth.
And then when you go with the mainstream media, I feel like, okay, like the description that you gave me mm-hmm. for fitting a profile, right? So there's all of that information that comes mm-hmm. into it. But what do they say on the news? It was a black man. It was a white guy. It was a Hispanic dude. And then they cut it so short when there's a laundry list of things.
The news won't put it all out. Like when I was dispatched, I'll give you one example. I was dispatched to a location because there was a guy living on the roof of one of our buildings. And it was a white guy living on the roof. And they said he was homeless. This is all the information they had. They said it was a homeless white guy. He's heavy set. He's seen on the roof late at night. Generally, you know, past 11:30 at night, right? So my shift happened to be the night shift. So me, my sergeant, and two other officers decided all four of us were going to go up there. Because if we get into a struggle, he's going to push you off the roof, and he's probably going to fall off the roof too. We don't want that. We want a dog pile. You know what I'm talking about? Dog pile, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we want a dog pile. So we went up there, and we were looking for a white guy. And it happened, just happened to be a black man, right? So sometimes descriptions are wrong, mm-hmm. right? I've actually gotten calls where there's a black man, sleeping under the elevators, and it's actually a Hispanic guy, right? Calls are generally people's eyewitness accounts are generally wrong. I mean, that's just the way it is. They're generally wrong.
It's like a game of telephone.
It is. Heck, I got a call. I've got several calls where they said, "We see a guy with a shotgun. He's walking around with a shotgun on campus, right?" You can do that, actually. But, you know, after May, well, I think it was September 1 of like 4 years ago, right? But he's walking around with a shotgun. He's scaring me. So we looked around and we went to the description. They say it was a white guy. He's wearing a black suit and he entered this building and blah, blah, blah. So we found him. You know what he had on him?
What did he have?
It was an umbrella. So these are the things that, you know, you can't always go by eyewitness descriptions, but that's all you have to go on, right? And sometimes that's all you have to go on. And you have to piece it from there. But to deliberately, you know, hide the fact that the guy happened to be a black guy, or to deliberately not kick this person off of the Olympic team because she happened to be black, that in itself is, I think, racist, you know?
I mean, that's a 100%. Like, I still, like, no matter how many times I think about it, I can't say anything else besides, what the hell are they thinking? Like, if it had been a white girl,
mm-hmm.
right? They would have snatched her up fast.
They would have taken her off that podium and said, "You're now off the Olympic team. You're no longer a representative of the United States Olympic team." Period. You know, so.
Just because you're so good that you can be on the Olympic team, that doesn't mean that the decorum and the rules don't apply to you.
There's a lot of people out there who are at least as good as her that didn't get the chance. You know, maybe she knew the right people. Maybe she was in the right place at the right time. But there's a lot of people out there. I mean, you can't tell me that she's the third place winner and nobody's as good as a third place winner. There's got to be people out there who are at least as good as her. Whether now I'm not dissing her because she's in third place, but there's out of all the millions of people who are, you know, Olympic hopefuls, there's got to be someone at least as good as her.
I mean, that and honestly, she could have been having an on day, and the person that's better than her 95% of the time came down with the cold.
You know, came down with the cold, twisted her ankle, and there's so many things it can possibly be. But for the really ticks me off. Is and I'm going to post it here for you to see. And then what really ticks me off about what you just saw is the fact that this girl is still, as far as I know, still on the Olympic team, and she's going to represent us.
And the only thing that she's got is backlash from other Americans and other people on social media. That's the only backlash that she's received
so far, right? That we know of. Didn't she also say that if she wins gold, she's gonna burn the flag? Or am I thinking about someone else?
I think you're thinking of someone else. I'm not gonna straight up say yes or no because I haven't read that.
Yeah.
But yeah, because she's like, I never said I hated America, but it's not my anthem and it never was. So so change the words, or I'm not going to stand for it.
She said change the words.
Yeah, because they're not my words. Like that, and that's what she said. And you know,
I don't know what words could be offensive. Let's take a look at the words. I'm gonna pull them up right here and I'm gonna read them for you, and we're gonna see what words we're gonna talk about it. What words could she possibly think would be offensive? Okay,
all right.
Let me pull them up right here, and through the magic of the podcast, it's gonna be instant.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star spangle yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Okay, so I don't see anything racist in that. It's saying that this is the home of the brave. I don't see anything racist in that. It's saying that the flag was still there throughout the night of the shelling. They can see over the ramparts, and they saw the shelling coming in, and the dawn come up, and the flag is still there. And, of course, it's, you know, got holes in it, Old Glory, right? It's got holes and all that good stuff. But they can still see it. Did you see anything in that paragraph that you read there, the first verse? Did you see anything, or could you possibly think of anything that's racist in that?
No.
No. Now, maybe the second verse. Let's read the second verse.
On the shore, dimly seen, through the mists of the deep, where the foe's haughty host in dread silence reposes, what is that which the breeze o'er the towering steep, as it fitfully blows, half conceals and half discloses? Now it catches the gleam of the morning's first beam, in full glory reflected, now shines in the stream. 'Tis the star-spangled banner, O long may it wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Ah, there we go. That's what's racist about it. You see what I'm talking about, right? Okay.
Not even there.
Not even there. Okay. Let's try the third verse. Let's see if there's something racist in the third verse.
And where is that band who so vauntingly swore that the havoc of war and the battle's confusion, a home and a country, should leave us no more? Their blood was washed out of their foul footsteps' pollution. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave, and the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Now, maybe I can see a little bit there, because no, maybe you can correct me here if I'm wrong. No refuge could save the... I don't even know what that word means. What does that word mean? Do you know?
Which one?
Okay, UC says on the fifth line down, no refuge could save the hireling and slave.
So what does that mean? Like the person that was hired. Like it's a hireling that's
a
like...
A hireling? I'm pretty, like an employee?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what a hireling is.
I've never heard that word before. So, okay, maybe... Okay, so if we're talking about the hired guns or, you know, hired infantry, and then the slave. Now, I can understand that might be offensive to some people. Now, remember, that is not sung in the song, the national anthem. They only sing the very first verse. But I can understand where the third verse, which is obviously not sung either, might be offensive. Let's go to the fourth one.
Oh, and this is where it starts to get really offensive.
Okay, let's see here.
Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation. Blessed with the victory and peace, may the heavens rescue land. Praise the power that hath made and persevered us as a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause is just, and this is our motto, and God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Okay. Yeah, I can kind of see it there as well, because it's saying free man, and then there were slaves in the war of 1812, and they were forced to fight. So I can see that, because it's talking about the free man, and they weren't free. So I guess the third and the fourth verse might be offensive. I can see it. Now, the girl who was in the Olympics, the third place winner, what was her name? Gwendolyn?
Gwenberry.
Yeah. She was never a slave. But I can understand how it might be offensive to her great-great-great-great-great-grandparents. Now, I can understand that, and it might still be offensive to her as a result. So I'm not saying that I don't understand it. I do understand it. But there's two things that I don't understand. One, the first verse is the only verse that's sung. Now, it might be offensive because they're saying, hey, well, you're only picking and choosing what, you know, you want to say. I can understand that. And the other problem I have is, why are you on the United States Olympics team?
Yeah, how I see it is, if you feel strongly about this, mm-hmm. you should already know. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like that, and you know that that's this country's national anthem,
mm-hmm.
and you make the choice to go and compete and be a part of that team, and you know that that is your team's song, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
It's like, I'm trying to think of the best word to describe it, but it's like,
it's kind of hypocritical.
It's hypocritical in itself that, yeah. that you're going to do that. Now, do I feel a certain type of way about the whole thing? I do. I really do. Especially when it's like in that last one, mm-hmm. right? And you said we only sing the first verse, but that to me is one of the overall problems with how Americans and especially the media see things. So they're going to say something, or look
they
at
pick and choose what they say. Yeah.
You pick and choose what you say. And then we're going to say this because, ooh, it's nice, bright, shiny on the outside. And then this is this problem right over here. Focus on this problem. We're going to go do some backdoor shit over yeah. here while you're not
well, you know,
paying attention.
I see it a little differently now that we've read it. Because I've never heard of the other three verses. I've never heard of them, right? So I see things now a little differently than I did a few minutes ago. So I'm open to suggestions. I'm open to change. I'm not a fucking steel trap door that you can't get to. So I am seeing things a little differently. My perspective has changed a little bit. Still don't like the fact that she's on the U.S. Olympic team dissing the United States. I still don't like that, though.
Well, I'm proud of you, Rick.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. I don't like Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them mm-hmm. at all. One iota of a bit. So, if they were to have their own national anthem,
mm-hmm.
right, I wouldn't go and I wouldn't sing that national anthem. I wouldn't go where they are in open arms with them and be like, I'm going to represent you, even though I completely
hate you.
I completely hate you and disagree with everything you have to say.
Yeah.
That's
so you wouldn't, dumb. So you're saying you wouldn't go to Antifa Olympics and represent them just so you could get up there on your third place podium and diss them. You wouldn't do that, right?
No, absolutely not.
So it doesn't make sense to me why this girl thought it would be okay to diss the United States when you're representing the United States. I can't understand it. I can understand if she doesn't like the United States. She should probably move. But I can understand that. And I can understand if she doesn't like what the song represents. I completely understand that. But to be part of the team that has a song representing them is just ignorant.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't like something, don't represent it.
Yeah, So I think out of respect, you should not burn the American flag. It is very disrespectful. Not because you don't have the right to burn it, because they died to give you the right to burn it. But I think you shouldn't burn it out of respect, because you live in our country. And I can understand someone from Iran burning our flag, someone from China burning our flag. I completely understand it. You know, screw the little guys, right? But I can't understand why an American who's living in our country, partaking of the freedoms that we have given them, would disrespect us enough to burn our flag. I don't understand it.
Well, from a military perspective, whenever I was in, I wasn't really concerned about preserving freedom. It's a different thing when you're over there and you're into it. So there was this Marine. His name was Rafael Peralta. He was an American hero, hands down. There was a grenade. They threw the grenade, and I can't begin to tell you what's going on through that dude's mind when he did what he did. He took off his Kevlar and he took the entire grenade explosion, the entire thing, saved his entire squad, everybody else. I can pretty much guarantee you that it wasn't preserving the rights of stupid people.
No,
it wasn't that. It was literally protecting your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Now, when you move to the flag, if you want to burn your flag on your own property, and cool, go right ahead. But the problems where I come into some serious issues, if say you're going to go to the Vietnam Memorial, mm-hmm. and that's where you're going to do it, mm-hmm. in front of all of those people's families, because when we die, one of the things that goes on top of our casket
is a flag.
Yeah. And they fold that up, mm-hmm. and then they give that to their next of kin or whoever's going to receive that flag. Yeah. And then you strip all meaning away from that one little minute thing that the military does to show their appreciation. It's not a lot. It's not a lot, but you take that little bitty piece that they have and you just like wipe your ass with it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, when I was working on patrol, one of my corporals, when I first started here, he was a corporal, and he had been at my department, I think, 18 or 20 years. And then I went to dispatch, and I worked in dispatch, and I remember a call came in, and the call was a person with a gun, right? So as soon as a person with a gun is given out, it's not like it's an everyday thing that they handle. If San Antonio Police Department got a call, a person with a gun, you might send two officers, and it's kind of a mundane thing, right? I mean, not mundane. I don't want to belittle it, but it's something that happens often, right? But at my college campus, it's something that very rarely happens. So when that gets called out, every available officer goes to that scene, right? They don't pull people from campuses if they can't, but every available officer who's sitting, you know, whether it be a sergeant, lieutenant, captain, doesn't matter. Everybody goes to that scene, you know, if they're available. So my sergeant, or the corporal that I'm talking about, he was one of the people who went to the scene. I dispatched it out. I dispatched it to two officers, and I said, I need cover officers who are available to get to the location, right? So he hops in his car with the lieutenant, and I didn't even know it. He never called out that said he was going to do it. He just, you know, it's just a given that he's going to go do it, right? Or people are going to go do it. Well, about a minute into the call, I get a call, a very frantic call from the lieutenant saying that, you know, he's dying, send an ambulance. And then, of course, you know, it's a long story. I'm like, tell me who, you know, where you are, what's your location, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out he had a heart attack while he was driving. He was driving the police car with sirens on heading to that location, and he died. And then I went to a funeral, and, of course, very sad. We all cried. SAPD, fire, everybody was there. People from freaking Corpus Christi officers came to his funeral. They had the lone, I guess it's the horse without a rider. And you know, it was very sad. It was very sad. And they gave his wife the flag. And to me, there's no bigger insult than for a person to, and it's an insult, to burn the American flag. They gave it to her, and you know, that's the last thing she remembers is they handed me the flag, and she's going to put it, I guess, in a, what's that called? A shadow box. She's going to put it in a shadow box. And, you know, she remembers a good time to her husband and all that stuff. But this flag was, you know, given to me. It was draped over my husband's casket. And then for some jackass to burn the American flag or step on it or spin on it, whatever, you are insulting his memory. What, or, you know, soldiers who died, what have you. What is wrong with people? And their disrespect, just like this Gwendolyn at the Olympics. I mean, at the Olympic trials or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, because they don't see it. They don't see it as the disrespect. They see it as, oh, I'm going to protest. Mm. Me. That's how they look at it. They look at it inward, like, how does this affect me? Most people that do that kind of crap don't necessarily think of the collective. They may think about, say, their specific race and their people, but when you look at America, we have millions and millions of different types of people here. And you have patriots of every race, religion, sexual orientation, everything. And I think a lot of people are just, one, they're not feeling heard and they're not feeling represented, and they're lashing out like children that don't get their way.
But we've been rambling on for a long time now, and I want to say this is Ricky Midnight.
And this is Zach Mullins.
Thanks for listening. God bless America, and God bless Texas.